from the home of awful, awful, awful home playoff losses, Studio B. This is View from the Bleachers. I am Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the enthusiasm.
Packers lost, Vikings won. That was a great weekend.
Twins won.
Twins won, yeah.
Brewers lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
I am very
great
aware.
Sports week.
This is what I get for making fun of the Vikings.
Yeah.
This is absolutely
karma.
I don't like that.
Karma.
I don't like that you're right. This was not.
I'm just lucky.
Well, I mean, you say that. You didn't play in any of these games. So I don't know how much your luck had anything to do with
it. It's all me. It was all centered around me and my
negative attitude about the Wisconsin teams has done this to us. I was gonna get very excited talking about Brewers because last time we talked, the Brewers season had not ended. They had two more games against the Cubs, and then we were going to talk this week. We're going to wrap up their season and give you a preview of the playoffs. And instead, they lost two games in a row, and their season is over. We're on Thursday, and they lost Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday already?
They lost Tuesday, and they lost Wednesday. They lost 6-3 on Tuesday and 5-2 on Wednesday.
Yesterday.
I stayed up and watched both those games with the kids because the kids were super, super excited. I sent them to bed before the game ended, and they woke up disappointed 2 days in a row. Season over. That was it. So we're never going to talk about the Brewers again.
Twins won two in a row.
I'd rather talk about the Brewers,
you know,
honestly.
And honestly, the last time the Minnesota Twins actually won a playoff game was 19 playoff games ago, and that was just 2002, I think.
That's a long time. I bet the Brewers have a pretty solid close to that streak also at this point. Yeah, they haven't won a playoff series in way, way, way too long. Did you get a chance to watch any?
No.
Any Twins baseball?
No.
They were busy. They were on TV. Fair enough.
What the TV package Hulu Live?
Sure, that's
what I
got too,
every
man.
Channel, and it's just like okay. Then my wife is not sports ball.
No. I'm super. Well, she'll learn. She'll get there.
She encourages football.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything else. She just can't watch anything else.
My wife's same. Yeah. She knows of Packers. She sees the sport. She understands the terms
sports ball.
But as soon as I start veering off of football, I can see the glaze over instantly.
It's like when you talk soccer to me.
Yeah. No, 100% it is. I'm used to it. I talk right through it.
Yeah.
She gets a bunch of March Madness. She knows it's like just a month of me nodding my head and watching basketball. The Brewers, we're going to talk real quick on Brewers because...
There's anything to talk about, though?
Well, because now we're officially at the off season. I want to talk about why they lost because it made me mad. Because
they sucked?
No, they had two bad innings in two
games. Right, because they had leads, right?
They were up 3-0 after the first two innings against the Diamondbacks in the first game. And then they gave up 3 runs in the third and 2 in the ninth, and they lost 6-3. Corbin Burns, who was their, best pitcher. He wasn't pitching the best. Woodruff was pitching the best down the stretch. Corbin Burns gave up 4 runs in 4 innings, and that was it. And in a 3-game playoff series, that was a huge surprise that they did not win that game. Going up 3-0 with your best pitcher on the mound to lose, that was a hard game to watch. It was because they were hitting. They had, and I think I wrote this down, they had 12 hits in the first game.
Oh.
And they, 12 hits and only scored 3 runs. They left 11 on base. It did not hit well with runners in scoring position because they had 3 guys with at least 2 hits, and they lost 6-3. So really just not very surprising. It was the first time it felt like the Brewers had hit anybody in, all season. So that was no good. And the second game was 5-2. They gave up 4 runs in the 6th inning.
I think I saw the highlights of that one.
And that was the same deal. They had 1 bad inning. Other than that, they had 9 hits in the second game. They had 3 hits from Christian Yelich and one of their outfielders, Mark Canna. They should have played really, really well, and they should have won at least one of those games. So instead, they lost both of those games, and their season is done. That was it. Terrible. It makes me so mad. I wanted to talk Brewers playoffs.
We wanted a Brewers Twins
Very much.
You know, World Series.
Twins held up their end of the deal. The Brewers did not. They. I'm also really disappointed because I got to listen to Bob Uecker on the radio for two straight days, the broadcast, and now I don't get to hear Bob Uecker for another, maybe ever, because I'm pretty sure he's going to retire at some point. I think this was his last year. And,
yeah, maybe.
So that was that for me with, like, what's next for the Brewers. That was the big one that I wrote right there is replacing Bob Uecker, which feels impossible for any Brewers fans or fans of pop culture. For Bob Uecker has been it. He's been in a hit TV show, a hit movie.
Was he in Major League 2 as
well? He was in Major League 2 as well.
Yeah.
He was in Mr. Belvedere.
Yep.
And he's also like, was it Miller Lite? Was he the spokesman for Miller Lite?
Well, yeah, it makes sense because Milwaukee. And
correct. Yep. That. And then he was, of course, the Brewers radio guy for 40 years? For an incredible long time. So I will... If that's the end of the Bob Uecker career, I will 100% miss that. He's one of the voices that made me love sports.
Yeah, right.
As much as I have over the last, my entire
life. It's probably the same for me with the Vikings and Paul Allen.
Correct. Yep. You know, yeah, Paul Allen has been.
I can never listen to the radio and not hear
he's
him.
Still the, is he still
oh,
doing
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I thought so, too. I was listening to him. He's on a morning show.
Yep, a K-Fan.
And I was listening to him every single day. That guy's great.
Yeah, he knows
all the people. I like that about old school announcers.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody will miss Joe Buck at some point, but
no,
I don't think anybody will.
I won't
miss him like I miss. I'll miss Uecker. So, what else is happening? Craig Counsell, their manager, is a free agent at the end of the year.
How does that work?
Craig Counsell, they didn't re-sign. Just like David Stearns, their GM, longtime GM, left last year, and now is the GM for the Mets. Craig Counsell didn't re-sign last year an extension.
So coaches are. I mean, I'm more familiar with NFL, and that doesn't really usually happen. Is free agents.
Lame duck status doesn't usually happen in major league sports for managers at all because it really creates a lot of like, well, who's gonna manage? And it gives a lot of leverage to. I mean, Craig Counsell is the winningest manager in Brewers history, based on longevity and success. He's been there seven, eight years.
Yeah.
They've been to the playoffs a lot. He was playing the analytics game, which wasn't really exciting, but it was winning them games. They've won with defense and pitching, and he's from Milwaukee. He's a former Brewer. I assume they get that done.
You would think so.
Although it's interesting that the New York Mets, who hired the former Brewers manager or Brewers general manager, are also fired their manager this year also, so there is an opening with the New York Mets. But yeah, Mets were a dumpster fire. I don't know, but I would assume Craig Counsell feels like they got to get that done. They're not going to find a better manager than Craig Counsell. He's amongst easily the best five or six managers in the league, and so they have to get that done.
Sure.
The offseason, actually, this is a big offseason for the Brewers because next year, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, and Willy Adames are all free agents, so this is the last opportunity for the Brewers to either sign these guys to a ton of money, which they won't, or trade them for a pile of things, which they will. The Brewers have been really good the last 10 years of trading guys right at the right time to get something.
Younger.
To get younger, to get better. Most of their team, they were a really young team. They started like eight rookies at some point.
Sure.
They had eight guys, rookies this year. The only way you do that is you make trades. You make trades to dump big name free agents, and you replace them with younger guys. They've been doing it forever, so it looks like those guys probably get traded.
Okay.
That's a big thing. They also got a bunch of young outfielders, so that'll be kind of fun to watch in the offseason. So that's everything about baseball. Now we'll not. Unless the Twins make the World Series, I think we're never going to talk about baseball for the rest of the year.
But let's be real; I don't really talk about the Twins much to begin with.
No, this is we've talked about them twice in a year.
I don't follow them like you do with your Brewers.
If they make the World Series, I'll let you know.
Thanks.
I'll
keep tabs of that stuff.
Something you may have been paying closer attention to: NFL.
What's the NFL?
It's a football league nationally that it's a big deal. They've in the last 100 years become the biggest sport in the world besides real soccer. But
real football.
Real football. The Packers lost. We hadn't even talked. They lost. Last time we recorded was on a Wednesday. They had a Thursday night game. They lost to the Lions 34-20.
That didn't look good either.
It didn't look good. No, they didn't at all. Their offense, A.J. Dillon's terrible. And he's so bad. Aaron Jones came back. Christian Watson came back. Eldon Jenkins came back. And they didn't do anything. Running the ball is terrible. I would have thought that they were going to run the ball 30 times a game. I think I talked about that when the season was starting. They should be running the ball a lot. Well, they are, and they're not good at it. I don't know how it happens that Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are amongst the two lowest per carry average for running backs in the league, especially for a team that does run it a lot. They aren't like the Vikings that run it 8 times a game. They'll run it 25 times a game for about 60 yards. And so that's what they did. Jordan Love had an interception, had two interceptions. He's finally starting to level off. I think you're starting to see the effects of having no veteran wide receivers, no veteran tight ends on that squad. You are definitely
it's like the youngest staff.
Correct. Romeo Doubs has been really, really good.
Yeah.
If you had fantasy football, you should be picking up Romeo Doubs. He is a top 20 wide receiver in the NFL this year. Really, he's gonna have the big year. He's in line to get like 1,200 yards for the Packers. Their tight end, their rookie tight ends have been okay.
He's not top 20.
Fantasy football stat wise, he is the 18th ranked wide receiver in my fantasy football league.
Right now, he's 35 in all for receiving and all those.
Well, I don't care. How dare you interrupt my...
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no, you want to know who's number one?
Who is the best wide receiver in football? Justin Jefferson. You don't have to tell me that. I know that one. He's awesome. I really like, as much as the Vikings are awful and terrible and fun to watch lose, they did win.
Yeah, correct? They did.
Tell me something. How does it feel to get off the schneid?
The defense showed up, and then also the offseason Davenport, that pickup, finally played. From the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, that's right.
He was injured.
That's right.
For the first three games.
He's a former first-round pick that they picked up as a free agent.
His problem has been health.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's healthy, he was out there. He showed. He was under... Harrison Smith had 3 tackles or sacks.
Sure.
Stripped. They had a defensive touchdown.
Is a... Danielle Hunter playing?
Yeah.
That's a good defense.
Yeah.
Then,
all of a sudden. Yeah. So all of a sudden, on with Davenport in there... I mean, it was just a low-scoring game.
I mean, they were also going against a team that...
They're in rebuild mode.
They are in rebuild. When they traded up to get the number one pick in the draft, you are saying fully to everyone, we're okay with losing some games.
Yep.
And they... Yep.
They're full rebuild. They don't have many things.
20-17, though.
You got rid of DJ Moore to Chicago.
Correct.
How's that working out, DJ?
I love talking about how bad the Bears are. Oh, my gosh, God. Man. They are so terrible.
But... I mean, the offense, our running game got going.
Sure.
Yeah, they did, Cam actually. Akers was a good compliment. He's looking like he's going to be a nice number two.
He's been a productive number two running back for the 3 or 4 years he's been healthy in the league.
All the things, because I obviously am on all social media and all the things, I follow the insiders in Minnesota.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
No. They're all saying, Kirk Cousins had an interview, JJ, all those guys, they're like, Cam Akers brings a lot of energy to our huddle.
Sure.
You know, it's nice and refreshing to get, go, let's go, you know, kind of like a roo-rah-rah guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was in there for the first time on Sunday. You know, Davenport was in there. I mean.
Closer to the full.
It looked like a better team, and obviously because they won, but it looks more complete. I mean, I think they had more rushing attempts on Sunday than they did on the previous 3 games.
Yes, that makes a huge difference when you have a running back that can get 4 yards a carry.
Kirk didn't look the best.
No.
But it seems like when Kirk doesn't look the best and not screwing it all up and not looking like, you know, like a pro, all pro, you know, kind of thing.
I mean, it may be a thing, too, where defenses are starting to realize they're just going to pass the ball. So there's going to be spots where the running game does open up for a team that passes so frequently as they do.
I mean, he's got 10 sacks so far this year. Which is a lot better than Sam Howell out of Washington, which is 24 sacks.
He's been sacked 24 times in three.
How's that new team?
Three games, four games.
four
games. That's a lot, man. That feels
Justin
like,
Fields is 17.
And that's the thing, is Sam Howell's not a running quarterback. Usually a guy.
Well, I mean, Justin Fields so far this year.
He's running away from things. I mean, that's a lot of
Daniel play. Jones, that hot mess, is 22 sacks.
Well, that was gonna lead me right into the next thing is. So the best of the worst for the Vikings, the best was their defense.
Would you say? Yeah. And I think, you know, Well, so many new pieces on offense everywhere. I mean, both sides, defense and offense. There's a lot of new pieces.
So they've won,
and we don't have a Garrett Bradbury's still out, our starting center, which makes a difference.
Makes a huge difference. Yep.
You know, so they're looking better. I think they've gotten more reps under the backup center, so that helped too.
Sure.
You know, but I think Bradbury actually practiced this week, so hopefully he might start.
So where do you rank in the NFC North, the division that your Vikings and the Packers are in? Where do you rank them? Who's the best team?
Right now it's Detroit.
It's Detroit. Clearly.
Detroit's hot.
Clearly better than...
I think the score was... It wasn't as close as it was.
34-20 was not how close that game was. They were done by halftime.
That game
was a wash.
So that throttled them, you know? And when Detroit went to Kansas City, they beat Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not easy to do. Whether or not, no matter what,
they are the last team to have beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they're one of few.
Kansas City is like 8-1 in their last nine games. The only loss is to the Detroit Lions on opening day.
I think Detroit's that defensive line is no joke.
Yeah, with they Aiden look Hutchinson really good. I like that safety, that branch that they picked up in the second round.
Looks
real.
Got a swagger and a kind of an attitude, which is Dan Campbell's attitude. They're like, just go 100%. And just go do it, you know?
Yeah, they've replaced their entire backfield, and it didn't make a difference. Jared Goff is slowly making his way into...
He's looking good.
He's replaced Kirk Cousins as the... Is he a top... Like, for me, it's... Is he better or worse than Kirk Cousins?
I think he really... I mean, Goff showed some stuff toward the end of last year, which propelled him to go in this... I mean, he's looking all right. He's made some dumb
stuff. Jared Goff, former number one pick, overall pick, by the way.
That's the one that they swapped... LA Rams swap for Stafford.
That is yep.
You know, so I think Goff is getting the better end of the deal.
Yeah. Oh, that trade has worked out fantastic for the Lions. Yeah. By the way, that when you look, because they also got a first round pick.
I think so.
They picked up a lot of stuff from the Rams to trade a quarterback that didn't want to be there. Matt Stafford had former number one pick, did not want to play for the Lions anymore, and the Lions got themselves a quarterback and draft picks, and they're backed where they were. They're better now than they were ever with Matthew Stafford on that team. So they're the best team.
In the North.
Is Green Bay better? They will
play
each other.
The record says it is. We'll see. That'll be the one that, you know, where they end up balancing at the end of the year. I have no idea. They'll probably do 1-1. They'll lose one and win one.
And the Packers at 2-2 feel like they could be 1-3 also.
Very close.
I
feel like Minnesota could have been... three and one.
The thing is, if they would have lost this game against Carolina, we're talking a whole different. We would have led the show. We would have skipped all of this. And talked about an 0-4 team losing to the worst team. So
that's why I'm happy.
Those 3 points really did. They start you.
But once again,
who do they play this week? Any ideas?
Oh, I should know this
because the Packers got Monday night against the Raiders, who are terrible as always. The Raiders are never going to be good, I think, ever again. I think Al Davis is cursed. I believe the NFL put a curse on the Raiders because they hated Al Davis so much. The Raiders, I don't think, will ever be good again. So good for the Packers.
But it's 11. Jimmy, go ahead. We play Kansas City.
Oh, that's a...
At home.
Okay, well, I mean...
We have that chance.
You've got a high-scoring game opportunity. You've got a 56-49.
Kansas City's defense, I mean, they got, what's his name, back...
Chris Jones.
Yes. Makes it, like, but they don't really have...
When you have to spend that much money on Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and offensive linemen, you don't have the money on defense, just like most teams don't. Yeah. There's holes on that team, and the holes are on defense this time around.
Yeah, I think it's the cornerback and those safeties.
Yep.
So Minnesota I think they have a chance.
And that's where Minnesota shines, of course, is going on the outside deep. They are...
With TJ and JJ. Yeah,
they've got speed.
Addison.
They've got speed on the field still.
And if... Our running game continues to get better.
Yeah.
I think we could win it.
I mean, I'll declare this. If they win against the Chiefs, they're certainly the second. But, well, first of all, I will say the Chiefs are
not going to return. But
I don't think the Chiefs will have any problem being the best team in football in
the AFC.
They always
do a slow kind of start.
But a team like Minnesota, if they can get themselves to 2-3 and having wins over... The Chiefs. Yeah, I will. I can talk myself into them being better than the Lions, if they can beat the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I can't because. But if they lose to them, we're right back in the worst team in Chicago.
If your Packers lose to Las Vegas, they're paying on Monday.
Yeah.
If they lose to Las Vegas, man.
I mean, it's like I said, this season feels like I would be fine, because here's the thing: if the Packers lose, I would like to see them not be 8-9 or 9-8 again, because that doesn't help anybody anywhere. Your Jordan Love's your quarterback this year and next year, but either make the playoffs or win three games. So I'm rooting,
because right now the stands as of right now, Minnesota's got the number 5 pick.
That would be sweet, right?
Like, and there's that draft class for quarterbacks is really deep this year, too.
You could get the second best quarterback in the college draft this year and draft yourself an all-pro. Absolutely, you could this year, yes.
Speaking of the Bears, because they're more than likely going to have the first two picks.
Yeah,
are they
going
to grab a quarterback?
They have to. I don't think you can go 3 years with Justin Fields and risk. I mean, you're going to get two coaches fired. You're going to get two head coaches and two GMs fired at that point.
The rumor was Eberflus might actually, because they play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That would give them 10 days if they fire the coach, after
tomorrow. Sure. But I mean, that's so unfair, really, to fire that guy for having, if Justin Fields isn't a good quarterback, and I'm starting to lean that way because he's not getting better. Baker Mayfield looks like a better quarterback. All sorts of quarterbacks look better than Justin Fields has looked. He had pretty decent stats last week. But, yeah, no, I mean, if you can get – because they're going to get whose trade? They get Carolina's next year and their own.
And Carolina's looking like they're going to be horrible.
No, you absolutely draft a quarterback.
Theoretically, they can get – the first two picks.
No, you 100%. Carolina did, or Arizona did it a few years ago. They drafted Josh Rosen with like the 10th pick overall. Next year, Kyler Murray.
Well, yeah, because they figured out Josh Rosen really wasn't good for NFL.
I'll tell you what.
I'm conflicted because I think Justin Fields on any other team. I think so.
I don't know what. I don't think the NFL knows what to do. Unless he played for the Eagles, I don't think the NFL knows what to do with a running quarterback. I honestly don't think. Coordinators.
Yeah, but the history says that Chicago has no clue what they're doing with the quarterback.
Also, yes, there's that. Everybody, that's the thing. That's why when you argue, well, should they draft a quarterback number one? Man, that would be a terrible feeling to be, say, Caleb Williams or the quarterback drafted number one overall, Deion Sanders kid. It's a thing, man, you don't want to go to Chicago. The wind is terrible. The field is awful. They never win. Your quarterback won't make the Pro Bowl.
Always a hot mess.
Always. They have not been since the Super Bowl season with Devin Hester and Rex Grossman.
Yeah, but that was a fluke, I think.
Right. Well, I mean, they also had Brian Urlacher. They had
They had a defense.
They had a real, real defense. So,
but as soon as they start, they shipped off Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And they started that trend. And then just now we're serious because we got DJ Moore. We'll do this.
Turns out, Carolina knew what they were doing when they dumped that guy, too. Yeah. He's not good.
No, he's not a number one.
They traded for Chase Claypool last year. If they gave up a second round pick,
they're thinking about releasing him just straight up.
He's been 2 weeks of an inactive guy. They gave up the 32nd pick in the draft this year for a guy that hasn't seen the field.
He has seen the field. He's just not good.
Not good. So, no, you're gonna see the Bears replacing GMs and coaches.
If it was me, if you could pick up Justin Fields, if they do that in the offseason, pick up Justin Fields.
I mean, what if you're Minnesota?
Just pick him up,
Like Trey Lance.
Just to see what, exactly.
Do you get more value for Justin Fields or Trey Lance? Because you've seen Justin Fields and you're not impressed, but you never saw Lance.
Most people are impressed. They're just not impressed with the way he's being coached.
Which is, is that just, like I said,
it's coaching.
So if he was being coached by Matt LaFleur, let's say, or Kevin O'Connell, let's say.
I think the jury's, this is only the second year of Kevin O'Connell.
Justin Fields was the starter for Minnesota, do they put up better numbers?
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
See, I think if he's the starting quarterback for the Packers, instead of just Jordan Love, I think that it's just terrible. It's hard to watch. I think guys are so enamored with the running quarterback.
True.
That they forget to just. He can run and pass, right? Like, he doesn't have to. Patrick Mahomes is a decent athlete. He can run and pass. He just happens to pass it a lot more.
Yeah. No, Lamar Jackson is the one that kind of set that whole thing up. Here's the ultimate guy.
Mm-hmm.
He can run and, but Lamar, his passing, he's good.
Well, it's come a long ways, too, because in his first, even in college, the first couple of years, as a running quarterback, he was a runner.
Right.
And could throw the ball. Now it is equal.
I think. In the big scheme of things, we only got Hold on, what do we got? They have 3 minutes left, but
I got. Oh, we're gonna miss a song again.
Yes, you just might not put that as an option. I think Justin Fields, if they pick up a quarterback in the offseason, I think they'll get rid of him or trade him for a fifth or sixth round.
Oh, sure.
And then some team will pick him up as an experiment, just like Trey Lance.
Or and Taysom Hill. Could he be the next Taysom Hill, where he just he sees the field all over the place and he can throw the ball a little bit?
I mean, he's there's no doubt that kid's athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, he runs. I mean
he's going. Justin Fields, starting quarterback for the Bears, was also the number one ranked high school quarterback recruit in a class that had like really, really talented people. He's incredibly gifted. He looks like a quarterback.
He's got all this great stuff, but I think a lot of it's coaching. And it might be one of those maturity things. Let him sit.
When your team is always losing, he doesn't play defense, so you're always behind. You start out the game, you're down 7-0. If you go 3-and-out on your first drive, you're down 14-0.
How's Chicago's defense? Horrible.
Terrible. Awful.
So what is he learning in training camp?
Well, that's just it. He's playing against
You know, it's like I said, you put him in Philly.
Feels like Chicago.
I bet if you put Justin Fields at 49ers, he does better than Purdy.
I can see that because they actually try to coach that up. This is where relegation, like they do in soccer in Europe, would be great. I would trade Chicago for Alabama. I would trade Chicago for Georgia. I would love to see Georgia play against Carolina Panthers this year. Much more than I want to see Chicago on my TV again.
Yeah.
They're going to be on a lot more this
year. Packers going to win?
Yes, Packers are going to win. They're going to win a low scoring. It's going to be 20-13.
Okay, what happens if they lose?
Then you're going to make fun of me to lead off the show, because then we get to talk about...
Because you can't really make fun of me if we lose against KC.
No, I will. I will absolutely make fun of you. The Vikings are terrible and they're laughingstock all the time.
Just on a side note, I just got this highlight. Dick Butkus has died at age 80.
Oh, that guy's great. The last great Chicago Bear, yeah.
Speaking of which... Yep.
Oh, dude, that guy's a monster. Yeah. That guy's got a football face, by the way. That guy looks like football. That guy looked like football.
Yep. Well, we got just a hair over a minute left, man.
The other thing, the Wisconsin Badgers play this week for real. We talked about them playing last week. They had the week off. They're still 3-1. They still play against a 4-1 Rutgers team. They're favored by 13 points. They have never lost to Rutgers. Since Rutgers joined the Big Ten 4 years ago, they've never lost. They're 4-0.
Okay.
Rutgers has the 15th best pass defense in the league, and that's their only real saving grace, is that might keep them in this game. Badgers are seeking their 400th Big Ten win, which is third behind Ohio State and Michigan. And Hunter Wohler, the safety for the Badgers, is a junior. He leads all of college football in tackles per game at 7.5. I'm going to say the Badgers win this one 56-10.
Look at you going specific.
They're very, very much going to stomp the yard. I'm looking at the Badgers getting back in the top 25 real quick here. That feels like
20
about
seconds.
That's everything. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, WDRT. Thank you, Aaron, for showing up and amateurly producing for us.
I do what I can.
Yeah, pushing buttons, man. Yeah. It's been the best show ever. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And thanks, everybody. Bye.